LymphaDivas.com is dedicated to creating medically correct and fashionable compression apparel, which will inspire your patients to feel beautiful, strong, and confident. Visit www.lymphadivas.com to request a product sample and catalog.
This is an APTA podcast.
Welcome to Finding My Way, an APTA podcast series exploring the twists and turns of physical therapy careers and the lessons that are learned along the way. I'm Jason Bellamy, APTA's Vice President of Strategic Communications, and for this series, I sat down with 10 physical therapists at National Student Conclave and asked them similar questions to learn what they thought they'd be doing when they were in PT school and what they ended up doing instead. This series is designed for DPT and PTA students, but each episode includes great tips for anyone trying to find their way in their career. In this episode, I talked to Keaton Ray, who was struggling to find her professional passion until she got involved in student leadership. Jason Bellamy at NSC 2017, and I'm joined by Keaton Ray. Keaton, first question is the easiest. In 30 seconds or less, describe what you do now.
You think that's an easy question, Jason. So I work at Outpatient Orthopedics, Advanced Sports and Spine Therapy in Portland, Oregon. I'm managing a clinic in Northwest Portland. I'm communications and outreach director for PT Day of Service, and I'm working with Josh Nafosa on several entrepreneurial ventures, and loving with my corgi and hiking and loving Portland, Oregon.
So that's your life in a nutshell. Let's back up. Where'd you go to PT school, and what did you think you were going to be doing when you're in PT school?
I went to PT school at Duke University, graduated in 2014. Going into PT school, I probably thought I'd be working sports and orthopedics long term, which is where I am now in the short term. But while I was in PT school, I served as president of my class and served on the Student Assembly Board of Directors. And so my interests evolved more into leadership and business management and entrepreneurship and mentorship. So long term, I think that's where my career started in PT school.
So let's talk about that evolution. Did it feel like an evolution, essentially a thing that just happened and one thing led to another, or did it feel like some sort of soul searching of trying to find your place in the world?
Yeah, good question. So in my Ignite speech earlier in the conference, I talked about hell yes versus hell no decisions. And while I was in PT school, I was going through these clinical courses and not really fired up about anything specific clinically, whereas I thought I would be really fired up about sports or orthopedics. I was just kind of lackluster. So when I was at a conference at NSC 2011, I believe, I actually said, hell, why not, to running for a Student Assembly Board of Directors position. And that over time developed into my true passion, is that leadership opportunity and that innovation.
When you ran for that, what did you think you were going to get out of it? Did you have any idea, or you know, in that hell, why not, as you describe it, do you just think like, well, it's maybe will lead to something?
Yeah, so definitely the first. So maybe this will lead to something. You know, I didn't really know where that direction was going to head. But looking back, the most important thing I got out of that experience was the connections I made. So, you know, I'm never still 100% sure where my career is headed or what I'm going to do. But the connections I've made along the way and the people I've made relationships with, just, I mean, best friends, mentors, people who have such vision for the profession, those are the people who have shaped me and gotten to me where I am now in my career. And that is the most valuable thing I got out of my leadership experience as a student.
So, you know, let's talk about that a little bit. Mentorship is something that's important to a lot of people who are students or early career. You referenced that for you, a channel to that was running for Student Assembly Board of Directors and having that experience. But in a general sense, how did you find your mentors? Was there a process? Did you know when you approached someone, you were approaching them to be your mentor? Or did you wake up one day and realize you had a mentor? How did that happen?
I don't think I've ever realized I've had a mentor until after the fact, when somebody points it out or I actively reflect on it. But for me, my mentors have really happened organically. I've tried a couple mentorship programs and none of them have really been very natural. So the best mentors for me are the peers that I went through school and went through my new graduate career with. So mentors can be peers. They don't have to be older, wiser, although they often are wiser. And then also the leaders in Oregon. So Derek Fenwick, Tasha McElveen, Jane Montgomery, all of these people who have gone before me and had leadership experience, those I look up to as mentors. But I also really value just my peers and the mentorship they've given me in my career. So definitely retrospective.
So, you know, you were in PT school not all that, fairly recently, not all that long ago. When you look back on that experience now with the wisdom that you have being out of it, having survived it, made it through, what was there anything you wish you would have done differently? Is there anything you wish you would have known then?
That is a hard question. Yeah, you know, I gave it my all, I would say. When I was in PT school, I think I ran myself as hard as I could, as fast as I could, and oftentimes I ran myself into the ground with fatigue. You know, so my personality is go, 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 go. I'm always on the run. And especially coming into my new grad career, I wish that maybe I had just slowed down a little bit, not tried to accomplish everything right off out of the gates. I'm so thankful for the opportunities that have come my way for trying everything, but I'm also can get very tired. So the best advice I would give to students in new grads who are looking to get involved, looking for leadership opportunities, is take your time. Don't say yes to absolutely every opportunity. Say yes to your hell yes opportunities, as I mentioned in my Ignite speech, and just know there's a lot of room for you to grow and improve and develop skills. So there's no rush.
And so on that note, I mean, you're clearly very much in that position, right? So you have all these irons in the fire, you're doing all these different things, but you're not firmly solidified in any one spot. You're going to continue to evolve. So I'm going to ask you the job interview type question, yeah. Sorry. But I mean, 5 years from now or 10 years from now, do you have a vision of where you want to be? Can you articulate that? Or are you still trying to even figure out what that is?
A little bit of both, I would say. So I think I have a pretty good idea. So 5 years from now, I would like to be kind of at the top of my clinical game. So 10 years out of school, roughly, would be 5 years from now. And so I really hope I'm highly effective in treating patients. I have a good clinical following. And then that's clinical care would be part-time. And then on the other side, I would be managing or owning or running a really successful business. That is going to change the way PT is delivered. So something innovative, something that changes the way provider quality of life, patient quality of life, rehab efficiency, something in the innovative department.
So if we look at everything you're doing now and want to do and basically define that as success, and because somebody could listen to this podcast and say, I want to follow the track that Keaton's followed, what's been the secret then to your success? What's allowed you to be brave enough to try these things, to meander your way through until you found your hell yeses? What's been the secret to that success?
Yeah, just listen to your gut and keep talking to people. I mean, when I feel lost or confused as to where I should go in my career, I just talk to my mentors and my friends and just let them know what I'm feeling. You know, if you have that gut excitement about something, don't brush it off. Or if you feel really bored about something or you don't feel right, don't brush that off either. You know, if you feel burnt out in clinic, if you feel tired or unfulfilled, do something to change it. You know, either get a better job, find a mentor, decrease your hours, or vice versa, increase your hours if you're not fulfilled enough. So if you have a gut feeling about something, for a good or bad, pursue that.
So last question then for a student who's listening to this and, you know, right now they're consumed with school and they just want to get through school, but they also are aware there's this bigger world outside that's going to be waiting for them. What should they be doing now to prepare for that world? What's your advice for them about, you know, beyond just passing the classes and all that kind of stuff, what should you be doing now to prepare for tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, really thinking about going into the most common thing you're going to do out of school is go into clinical care. So you're going to find your first job, and all first jobs are going to seem really exciting. There's going to be a lot of benefits. There's going to be a lot of promises made. Make sure that when you're looking for your first job, it's a first job that really fulfills all your goals as a clinical therapist. So if you're looking for someone that, you know, can pay back your student loans, you also better make sure that they have a really good patient care environment. So you don't want to be treating 40 patients a day, getting completely burnt out, not providing your top quality care, but still able to pay back your loans. So my best advice for students coming out of school is just make sure that you know exactly where your markers are for what you want out of a job, and then don't let those bend. You know, salary can bend, you will eventually make enough money, but your fulfillment and the patient quality of care, those things should not ever change.
Keaton Ray, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jason.
You've been listening to Finding My Way. New episodes of this 10-part series will be released each week into 2018. You can find other episodes of this series on iTunes by searching APTA Podcasts or by visiting www.apta.org/findingmyway. Students, we have more resources just for you at the Pulse blog at www.apta.org/pulse. You can also follow APTA's Student Assembly accounts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at APTASA. If you're enjoying this series, please rate us on iTunes, give us a share on social media, or email us at web@apta.org with feedback and ideas. I'm Jason Bellamy. Thanks for listening.
This is an APTA podcast.